Hi, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680, joined by one of the good friends of ours, and that is a very, very talented national baseball writer from the USA Today, and that's Bob Nightingale. Bobby, how are you?
Doing great, Marty. Good to see you.
Yeah, nice to have you down here in Arizona. Well, you got a good tan. You've been to Florida. The weather was great.
85 degrees every day. It was record highs. Every single day they were breaking a record, like in the Tampa area particularly, how hot it was. The natives are getting a little nervous, like, okay, it's 85 now. It's going to be 150 in summer.
Well, you're here in Arizona in the nice dry heat, as we like to call it, or the dry cold, as we like to say as well. But get to baseball. The New York Mets, Bob, and you spent time in Florida. We really haven't talked much about the Florida teams on the show. But the Mets are a team with a new manager, Mickey Callaway, new pitching coach, and it looks to me like they've changed the culture from sort of the older culture to a new culture coming from Cleveland, of course, with Callaway. What's your take on it?
Yeah, you're talking about my sleeper pick, Marty. I'm going to pick these guys to make the playoffs. I think they're going to give the Nationals all they can handle. And not so much the culture for me, but just those pitchers are very talented. If they stay healthy, they've been banged up for a couple years now. So my thing is they got to be healthy at one point. And, hey, 1-5, those guys stay healthy. That's because they're in rotation in baseball. And now you got some presence, you know, with the Edwin Gonzalez at first base, Todd Frazier at third. You know, you don't have to rely on a David Wright coming back. Or those type of things. I like that team. You know, Jay Bruce is back on that team. I think they got a chance to be, you know, this year's, you know, Arizona Diamondbacks and Colorado Rockies.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. In fact, last year we thought they were going to do well, but everybody got hurt. Talking about the New York Mets with Bob Nightingale. And don't forget Cespedes. He is the one wild card in this thing. I was talking to one of the scouts today at lunch. I said, there will be two at-bats during a game where he can turn the game around. And if he stays on the field, Cespedes is a big deal.
He really is. Electrifying player. I remember talking to Jose Reyes in camp that day. I was talking about the pitching staff. He says, yeah, if those guys stay healthy, and Cespedes, he stays healthy, he goes, hey, I'll be talking to you in October. But, yeah, he's that type of guy in the middle of the lineup that can change the face of a game.
What do you think about Mickey Callaway being the manager? And, of course, going from Terry Collins to Mickey Callaway, I think there's a huge difference there.
Well, you know, Mickey's so experienced with the pitchers, and these guys have been so banged up and so talented. It's nice to have a guy like that. You know, I think he's, you know, trying to give Dave Ireland some leeway, you know, the former Yankee pitching coach and Royals pitching coach. You know, I think it's a little bit like a Buddy Black. You know, when Buddy Black went to the Rockies, kind of changing that culture there, making the pitchers comfortable. And I see the same thing, you know, with Callaway.
Oh, very good. All right. We'll move on to the Yankees. Of course, you've been in the camp there in Tampa and with Aaron Judge and Stanton and everything that's going on there. What's the feel of the Yankee camp?
Well, very confident. You know, they think, you know, they got Stanton, now they got Judge and all this power. Very confident team. The tabloids are saying we're the team to beat. You know, I don't see it. I think they're a very good team, obviously. But you got two holes at third base and second base. You know, Brandon Drury should fill one of them for the Diamondbacks. The pitching staff, you know, there's a lot of question marks in that rotation. And I never dreamed once they got Stanton that they were serious about getting under the luxury tax. But they are. And, you know, a year from now it'll be different. You know, they sign Manny Machado and somebody else. But we'll see. But a very confident team. It's going to be a fun season. You know, there's just so many homegrown players. You know, it almost reminds you of the Yankees back in the mid-90s. And the fans are eating it up. I was talking to their the president there, Lon Trost, and Trost said they're already up 600,000 in ticket sales.
Wow. Oh, very good. All right, that's the Yankees. Now, if you talk Yankees, you got to talk Boston. And that just goes back to, you know, 100 years already of we're almost coming up to the 100th anniversary of Babe Ruth being sold to the Yankees. I just thought about that from the Red Sox. But the Red Sox were sort of mysterious last week, and you were down there. This J.D. Martinez thing took a week to sort of say he is a Red Sox, and they reworked a little bit of the contract.
Yeah, they got a little scared of that foot. You know, they had that foot injury in Detroit when missed about the first 2 months. So they put language in there saying, hey, if you spend 60 days on this disabled list, in year three, yeah, we may avoid that contract in year four. They can avoid it in year five. So even though Martinez has three opts outs, the Red Sox have two opts outs as well. And he'll fit right in the middle of that lineup. So I think their whole key is you need David Price or Porcello to be healthy to go along with Chris Sale. You got Kimbrel in the back end of the bullpen. So I think they're going to be a beast. I can't see them not winning 90-plus games again.
Very good. All right, Yankees, Red Sox. It's always interesting. I got a feeling we're going to see a lot of them on TV this year, just about every week. But if you talk American League Baseball, as Bob Nightingale is doing with us, you have to go through Houston, really.
Houston's even, you know, Houston wins the World Series, but they're even a lot better, Marty. And when you think about, you know, now they have Verlander for entire season, not just 1 month. You know, they get Gerrit Cole entire season, which they didn't have before. They have like seven or eight starters. And, you know, talking to A.J. Hinch, he goes, don't forget these young guys. They're nothing out of your experience. You know, still a young team, but a very talented team. I mean, I think they win that division by 20 games in the AL West. And I think, you know, when the playoffs start, I know we're only in spring training here, but when the playoffs start, they got to be the team to beat.
Well, it's going to be interesting. Bob Nightingale with us. So the Players Association is becoming a little more vocal here over the last month or so with the slow free agent signings. And during this week here, they've filed grievances against four teams for not putting the money back into the competitive side of baseball and then sort of putting that revenue sharing in their pocket, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, Oakland, people have complained about that for years. You know, but Oakland's revenue sharing isn't what it once was. You know, they're halfway through that four-year period. Yeah. Pretty soon they're not going to get any revenue sharing. Obviously, people are upset with Tampa, you know, stripping that team, you know, particularly with Longoria, you know, Dickerson, you know, five guys there, you know, Odorizzi got moved, on and on. Sousa, the Diamondbacks. And, of course, Marlins, you know, trade away all the outfielders. And the Pirates with McCutcheon and Cole leaving. So they're kind of targeting those teams. All the teams say, hey, don't tell us how to spend the money. I think the problem with Marty is that tanking, you know, as it's called, it's been working. I mean, we saw Houston do it. They're the World Series champions and most talented team on paper. Cubs did it. They won the World Series. It's been back-to-back NLCS. Royals did it, back-to-back World Series. So people are saying, hey, they did it. Let us try it.
Yeah, boy, but the union is getting a little more vocal, and that's what I've seen here over the last month with this slow free agent signings as well. Bob Nightingale with us. Pace of play has been an issue, and apparently the owners agree with the players. At least they made some cosmetic changes. Is it worth it to go through this nitpicking and the negative side? They keep pointing out all these negative things about the game of baseball. Is it really worth it?
Well, that's what the players say, Marty. Is like, you know, are people going to stay away or not quit, stop watching if the game's, you know, last 302 and not 257? You know, what's 5 minutes? And, yeah, the mound visits are fine. You know, I see a lot of Cardinal games. You know, Yadi Molina goes on the mound a million times. So does a Kansas City with Salvador Perez. So that will help. You know, cutting out the commercial times. Okay, if you want to cost yourself some money, you know, go ahead and do it. The players were all for that. Cutting that down. And I think Rob Manfred was just way too afraid to throw that pitch clock down the throat. You know, as you said, Martin, the players are so upset anyway with the free agency and stuff. They thought they'd be piling on. And I think they did not want the players to go ballistic and complain about the game every single day.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And why nitpick on such minor points of the game? Why not sell the best part of the game? That's what I say about this. It's enough already, I think, with the pace of play. All right, you touched on a couple of names, Harper and Machado. Let's just jump ahead 6 months. What do we see on the horizon for those two guys?
I'd be stunned, Marty, if Machado's not playing third base, maybe shortstop by the Yankees. I cannot see him with any other team but the Yankees. He grew up in Miami. He idolizes A-Rod. He's always talking about the Yankees. So I think he's there. Harper wanted to go there, but Stanton's there. You know, so unless they trade Stanton, he's got to go somewhere else. I know a lot of people talk about the Cubs because of his relationship with Bryant. Yeah, the Cubs have Jason Hayward. That contract's not going anywhere. I think he's going to the Dodgers. It just makes so much sense. He's a Vegas kid, close to home and everything else. you can still be on the center stage. So that's my pick as the Dodgers.
Boy, that's that. Well, as you said it, I'm going, wow, that would be something next year. One last thought for you. You touched on the Cubs just a little bit. I know you're here in Arizona now. Darvish is there. Schwarber, my God, he looks like a new man. The Cubs look really, really solid.
Yeah, Darvish was a big pickup, you know, over Arrieta. They chose Darvish over Arrieta. I mean, that's a, you know, questionable. Darvish doesn't have a tough reputation, you know, considered soft. So whatever he does in regular season shouldn't matter. We'll see what happens in the postseason. I think he'll have a spectacular year in the sense going from the American League to the National League. It's so much easier to pitch in the National League. You know, all the pitchers talk about that. And you're right, if Schwarber's back to what he was before, or even better because of his on the weight he lost, and flexibility and everything else, that could be a real force. And that's, you know, just staying pat. You know, and you got a guy like John Lester. I mean, he's still one of the best pitchers in baseball. You know, you hear all these clubs talking about we don't want to sign pitchers a long-term contract. It's still early, but so far, 3 years into a six-year deal, this guy's been worth every penny and more.
Yeah. Boy, great to talk ball with you. Great. Bob Nightingill knows his stuff, USA Today. Dark horse in, let's say, I know the Mets are the team. How about in the American League? Is there one that may jump out at you in the American League?
You know, it's funny because, you know, the Mets jump out in the National League. I think the Giants will be very interesting. I think they have a chance to get a wild card, too. It's just too bad they're in such a rough division. American League, you know, not one jumps out unless it's a Blue Jays or Orioles that kind of sneak up. And I kind of like the Angels, Marty. I don't know about you, but with that defensive stuff, I could see the Angels making some headway there, too, especially with the Ohtani there. Maybe finally they break through and get a wild card spot.
Great to have you on. It's always fun to talk ball with you, Bob Nightingill. Boy, you do it well, USA Today. And as we sit here today, in 6 months we'll recall this conversation and say, did we really say that?
That's a bad part of the predictions. It's like, come on.
Well, you're still living down the Tigers. You know that in the Bay Area.
I know. I did that twice. I actually did the Tigers in 06 with the Cardinals. And I was trying to be a wise guy, Marty. And I actually said the Tigers in three. It's seven-game series. I thought the Tigers were so much better. And you remember, they threw the ball everywhere and the things. So yeah, I think after watching the Tigers and being around them so much, I was convinced they were going to win both those World Series.
All right. Bobby, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you, Marty.
Very good. That's Bob Nightingill, USA Today. What a pleasure. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.